We were honestly debating just letting the entire song play.
This song be riding.
Going to commercial break.
Is this song or us talking better?
I don't know. I got nervous. I pictured Len, you know, on his veranda overlooking the Intracoastal and just, I think something's wrong with the guys. And not knowing, but not knowing who to call. He doesn't have a phone. You know, just kind of on an island. I mean, Solana's starting it off strong there on a Friday. Now, this is a holiday weekend. We're heading into a holiday weekend. I would imagine many offices are closed the way that ours are. Our office is closed at 2, so 3 minutes ago. So we're going to have some fun today. We'll talk some Heat Game 6 tonight. And we're also going to play some of our best of bits because we always enjoy a Friday headed into a holiday weekend and gives us an opportunity to laugh at some stuff and have some fun. So that's what we will do today. Now, this is a huge, potentially Crowder sports weekend. Okay?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we could have a Game 7 on Sunday.
Gigantic. Of the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 7 to go to the dance, the real show.
But the season could also peter out tonight, just kind of into the ether as Friday night, you know, heading into a holiday weekend, and no one will really notice. There's really, it's a very wide cavern that we could cross or fall right into tonight. We don't
know. Warn y'all, we'll find out. I'm going to warn y'all, 5 minutes into the show. I am not Guts Crowder. I am Spilkes Crowder. I'm the Spilkes guy. I don't think they have a chance.
Heat are 8.5-point underdogs. You just don't think that they have a chance. Based on what you saw in Game 5, and now, listen, if Boston advances or Miami advances, they're going to face a well-rested Golden State team. Golden State's done.
That's balling, too, now. With damn near, what, they have 5 days off?
Boston has, you know, to me, even more incentive to go out there tonight. Now, I'm guessing Solana brought the guts, because I've got the Spilkes as well. Solana, I'm sure you have the guts.
I mean, I slept on it, because yesterday I was unsure. And I will tell you both right now, I have never felt more confident about a Heat victory than I do right now, tonight, Game 6. Jimmy Butler will have a performance for the ages. You thought LeBron's 45 was nice back in 2012? You haven't seen anything yet, Heat Nation.
All right. Okay.
Sounds good.
Are you putting a lot of money on it? How much you want me to put on it for you, Heat, straight up?
I'll get back to you in the break about that one.
Put that on the circle back list.
They were debating on First Take this morning. Can Jimmy Butler be the best player on a championship team? And the panel was, you know, it was Molly moderating it, but it was Stephen A., Tracy McGrady, and Patrick Beverly. And the question, again, can Jimmy Butler be the best player on a championship team? And Stephen A. essentially said Jimmy Butler can be a key component on a championship team. Tracy McGrady said Jimmy could be, but you have to get him another key player. So he could be the best player on the team, but you've got to get him another key player. And Patrick Beverly pretty much said Jimmy has failed in Chicago, Minnesota, and Philly. So, but Patrick Beverly, I think, is trying to carve out this niche. I mean, I don't even think he's trying to consciously carve out a niche. That's his personality. But, you know, and Stephen A's like, well, what are you talking about? They were in the NBA Finals. They made the playoffs every season. They were in the NBA Finals 2 years ago when he came to Miami. And Patrick Beverly said, is he championship team? Has he won a championship? Then no, he failed in Chicago, Minnesota, and Philadelphia.
And it's true. It's true. If he, like Joel Embiid thing, and I know Joel, you know, the whole thing about Jimmy needs another star. We talked about that yesterday. But that would be what Jimmy needs. Jimmy needs a guy that can go out there and get you 30-plus every night with no question. Jimmy's not that guy. Jimmy is not. He is not. We call him Jimmy Buckets, and let's be honest. He's really not a bucket. He really can't go out there and score at will if he wants to.
Yeah, that was kind of Stephen A's point, is that, you know, he can score when he needs to, but it's a grind. It's not like, you know, a Steph Curry that can just shoot 50 without even blinking an eye.
I saw the Clay last night. Man, come on, man. Clay went stupid last night.
I mean, that Golden State team, but I called it at the beginning of the playoffs, if you remember. I said Golden State's going to ride to the NBA Finals in the West without much of a problem.
You can try to trick a listener or two. You ain't tricking me and Solana. You talking about the Mavs got a chance.
Isn't that what I said? Didn't I say Golden State was pretty much going to cruise?
No. Oh, Jack. Luka's playing out of his mind. These Mavs got a chance.
I don't know if you guys are right about this. We're going to have some fun on today's show. I promise you we're going to play some best of stuff that'll make you laugh and smile. It's obviously the all over the country this weekend kind of signifies the start of summer. It's a little different here in South Florida because it's always summer. But this is, you know, when you live in a cold weather city, like I grew up in Chicago, you know, this weekend is really like, you know, you feel alive again because summer is here. So we'll have some fun today. Mike Wallace is going to join us from Grind City Media. We love talking hoops with him. Let's start headlines, though, here in the 2 o'clock hour. Headlines with Alejandro Solana, who has brought the guts.
They're oozing out of my body right now. And I'm ashamed of both of you. I've got to be 100% transparent here. I'm a little ashamed of both of you. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in how much of Heat Nation does not have the guts tonight. I mean, I see people talking about just knowing this one's over. I mean, what are we doing? It's the conference finals. They're two games away from the NBA finals. Anything can happen.
Solana, and I understand that. It's like when I talk about the Dolphins, and we'll go in and I'll do the pregame, and they're like, hey, do we have a chance to beat the Patriots? No, they can't beat them this year, like this week. They're not going to do it. And then it's, oh, you're a Dolphin, ex-Dolphin. Yeah, but I'm watching what's going on. I'm watching the injuries. I'm watching the exhaustion of the Heat. And I'm just, this is not an emotional decision, Solana. This is a analytical, you know, eye test decision I'm making, and I have no guts tonight. I think they're going to get run off the damn court.
Now, for me, it's a little bit different, and I have a little bit of shame in admitting this, but I am really excited to see Top Gun tonight, and that's kind of taking away my excitement over the Heat. So I only have a finite amount of excitement to give in one night. My wife can tell you that. And so it's Top Gun for me, boys.
And you being a pilot, Top Gun gets you going because
of course, it's hard for me to enjoy it just as a movie fan because I'll obviously be seeing how the pilots, you know, handle themselves in the cockpit. Obviously, it's, you know, when you're watching a football game and you watch it through a professional's eye, I do the same thing with a Top Gun movie. But I'll do my best to enjoy it.
Swear to God, I get on my flight last night, which is delayed like all the rest of my flights leaving New York or leaving anywhere. I'm the delay guy. If you're on my flight, you're in trouble. And I look in that cockpit, Hawk, and I see all those I see all those buttons and switches and levers and levers and lights. And I said, Hawk would have a heart attack if he sat in this chair.
We have an intercom system in my house when we moved in. There's four buttons on it. I've never had the guts to try to intercom someone in another room because I don't have the patience to figure out the four buttons. So, yeah, I don't think I would do as well as I think I would do.
Listen, did anybody think Rocky would beat Apollo Creed? Did anybody think?
Well, he lost to him in the first movie. I don't know if you saw it, but Apollo won.
Well, what about in Rocky III when Rocky overcame everybody's doubts and he took down Apollo Creed? Did anybody think the U.S.
Well,
had a chance?
Fight Apollo Creed in Rocky III.
That was Clubber Lang, wasn't it?
Did anybody think that the U.S. had a chance in the Miracle on Ice against the Soviets? Did anybody think that Dennis Quaid would get to his son in New York City in the day after tomorrow? I don't think so. Played by
Jake Gyllenhaal.
By the way, I don't think so. I'm tired of the naysayers. Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat will go into Boston and prove they have the guts tonight. Book it.
Who played that role again?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jalake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal. That's his name, ain't it?
Excellent. That was reminiscent of the Independence Day speech by Bill Paxton.
It's almost July 4th, baby. I can't wait.
Somebody's never seen a Rocky movie. You've never seen a Rocky movie.
I
didn't.
I've never seen a Rocky movie. I tried to use something there that you could both relate to. Clearly, my research on Twitter did not suffice.
All right. What do you have for the headlines?
Game 6 tonight, 8:30. Game 7 is Sunday at 8:30.
All right, very good. Let's hope there's a Game 7. Now, I'll be honest with you. They get through tonight. I'll have all the guts in the world on Sunday. Game 7 at FTX Arena, all the guts in the world.
I'm with you 100%.
Yep.
If they beat Boston in Boston tonight to go 3-3, Solana, I will pour the guts like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yep.
Whatever the hell we're talking about. I would have everything on Sunday. I'd have it loaded up Sunday, but right now I have no confidence.
I'll be there.
I'm focused on Top Gun.
I'll be there Sunday night, win or lose at FTX Arena.
So you are going to be at FTX Arena Sunday night, win or lose.
In white.
All right, excellent. There you go. That's why Solana's got the guts. He's going Sunday. He doesn't care if the Heat are going. He's going.
Who's producing the show Monday? Because they're going to arrest him.
What are you talking about? They don't go anywhere near the guy with the guts. They make a perimeter.
If there's no Game 7 and he tries to get into that arena, they are
arresting
him.
No, he's just going to stand outside with his funky Buddha and his white shirt. Let me in. Let me in.
Solana, get a cup and ask for change. That'd be way more productive.
Well, Jimmy Butler over under on points tonight is 22.5. That's low.
I can't say over.
Of course not. He's playing on one knee.
And he scored 9.
And 6 before that.
What's Bam's? I think Bam has to prove something tonight. Win or lose.
If I had a nickel for every time I said, I think Bam's got to prove something tonight. 16.5 is Bam.
That seems so low. But Robert Williams, who is Robert Williams? Who is this guy?
Bam's kryptonite.
All right, so there's no lineup changes for the Heat tonight, by the way. Eric Spoelstra said that earlier today when he spoke to the media. And Tyler Hero is, quote, doing everything he possibly can to play tonight. Boston, an 8.5-point favorite.
Somebody tweets at me and Crowder and just says, gutless cowards. Mm-hmm. And I can't deny that. I think it's a fair tweet. Kane Gang 85. I think it's a fair tweet.
I'm going to find him now, and I'm going to give him the praying hands.
The Warriors, they advanced to the NBA Finals, as you mentioned. They won 120 to 110. They covered last night, and Luka did not hit the over.
That's what I told you.
They choked Luke out in that first half. Goodness gracious.
Canes baseball, they play Wake Forest at 3 p.m. today. Their second game of the year, of their AC tournament pool play. ACC tournament pool play. Wow.
AC tournament. They're in an air conditioning tournament. Very hot out. It's very hot.
Los Marlins.
Start of summer. You talked about it. Start of summer.
Begin a 3-game series in Atlanta tonight, 7:20 p.m. Go ahead. It's the first segment. I mean, we have 4 hours for you idiots to make a mistake as well.
The AC tournament. Let's go.
Tomorrow.
Brought to you by Error on the Clock. Let's go. We don't sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. We have Joe Rose sing Error on the Clock.
Champions League final. Liverpool will play Real Madrid at 3 p.m. And then Inter Miami, they host the Portland Timbers at 8 p.m. in Fort Lauderdale.
All right, very good.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. It is a gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. Tonight, the lows, they're going to drop into the mid to upper 70s. That is your weather.
All right, we are going to have some fun today. I have some stuff that I want to play for everybody, have some laughs, but we're going to talk some Heat and Celtics, and we could talk some Western Conference Golden State Warriors advance with Mike Wallace in the next segment. Used to cover the Heat down here in South Florida, now with Grind City Media in Memphis. So Mike Wallace, he joins us next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Arriba, pa' abajo, pa' centro, pa' entro.
Arriba, banana, Rodrigo, arepa.
Hawk and Crowder.
No smooth operator for Mike. Shocker.
Mm.
But it's Friday.
No guts.
That's Friday. On Friday, okay. He always plays perreo, so. Yeah. Yeah, we don't change the rules, not for anybody, not for Mike Wallace.
Mike might get hot now. You don't want to try Mike Wallace.
If it was up to me, though, we'd be playing all Top Gun music today. So, listen, Solana has tight rules when it comes to Friday, so we don't mess with Solana.
I think you're in the minority on this Top Gun excitement.
Totally disagree. Do you know this is going to be Tom Cruise's first $100 million opening weekend movie, they're saying? You know he's never had a movie that opened to a $100 million weekend?
Yeah, and this one,
wild?
This won't either. This won't.
Yeah, it will. All right, how much you want to bet? Let's bet. Now I'm going to get off the schneid. Finally, now I'm getting off the schneid. Just because the Crowder household's not going to see it doesn't mean there's a huge hit. How much shall we bet?
He's
let's
80
bet.
Years old.
Let's
how much
bet.
Can an 80-year-old do in a plane? He might have
I'm
a heart attack.
I'm not making it up. I'm telling you, I've read what the box office is going to be. I'm ready to bet what our current deficit is in our gambling consortium. Are you willing to bet?
Let's bet five. Not 100.
You want to put five on it?
I got five on it.
All right. Mike Wallace is with us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Mike Wallace covered the Heat for a long time, ESPN, and worked down here for the Herald and Sun Sentinel. And he is now the senior editor, contributor, and analyst for Grind City Media at Grizzlies.com, and Mike is joining us now. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, Crowder, do not take that bet, man. Do not take that bet. Do you realize how many 52-year-old white men who are reliving their glory
yes.
from the original Top Gun who cannot wait across the world to see this new Top Gun? You're going to lose.
I will be
time.
There tonight.
Don't take
I
that
will
bet.
Be there tonight. Mike, I bought my
That's
tickets a month ago.
Of course, yep.
So they're putting on their cargo pants and their Sperry's, and they're headed out tonight.
Hey, Crowder, man, this is the white man's Black Panther. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely don't want to take.
You're messing with my money, Mike. You're messing with my money. I finally found a way to dig myself out of this gambling hole. You're messing with my money.
I'm messing with your money. I got you.
Mike, Hawk's been talking about this for a month. I'm like, man, it's a plane movie. Get out of here.
Hey, they've been waiting. They've been waiting on this. Hey, listen. They've been waiting on this movie to come out as long as we were waiting on Coming to America 2 to come out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been decades. Decades, man. Same dynamic, bro. So, hey, go ahead and lay your money down there at your own peril. I'm telling you.
Never mind, Hawk. Bet off. We didn't shake.
Oh, this is Mike Wallace. Yeah. This is Mike Wallace. So do you give the Heat much of a chance tonight, Mike?
It's hard when you can't score. You know what I mean? It just really is. And the thing that Miami never looked one dimensional throughout the season. They always found different layers and different ways to score. And the versatility in their offense was always something that you could rely on. You know, even when guys were injured, they always had other guys to step up. But right now, you know, with who they have available and without Tyler Hero, and then with Jimmy Butler kind of hobbled, it's hard to figure out how they're going to come up with 95 points. You know what I mean? To even give themselves a puncher's chance to stay in this series. So, you know, there's no shame in this, man. Boston, to me, was the best team coming down the stretch in the Eastern Conference from January on. And, you know, when they want to lock in defensively, they just take it to a different level. And, you know, that is a very, very strong team. So I'm not going to say Miami has zero chance. But, Hawk, if you want to lose more money, man, go ahead and lay it on the Heat tonight, too.
I've already lost enough on them this series.
Mike, Bam has to be the guy. We all know Jimmy's hurt. Jimmy went 9 and 6 points in back-to-back games. Like, Jimmy is not Jimmy. He's hurt. He won't admit it.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry's hurt.
Right.
Doesn't it have to be Bam? Why can't Bam give us those 30? And this damn Robert Williams, Mike, he is getting me upset. Who's Robert Williams?
Yeah. Robert Williams, though. I mean, and this is the thing. He's a late bloomer, man. Like, he's a guy that he had every bit as much talent coming out of college as Bam Adebayo did, right? And Robert's problem, though, when they drafted him a handful of years ago, was that he didn't have the discipline to make that transition from college. I think he was at Texas A&M. He's from Shreveport, Louisiana. You know, I'm familiar with where he grew up at and the kind of area that he came from. But he just he was a knucklehead, for the lack of a better term. And, you know, he was missing meetings. He didn't take his professionalism seriously. But Brad Stevens never wanted to cut the guy. Like, Danny Ainge was ready to move on, but Brad Stevens wanted to keep him because he kept seeing something in him that whenever he matured, it was going to click and he was going to be one of the more dominant players in the league. And look at what patience paid off. You know what I mean? Robert Williams is, you know, all defensive type player, and he would have been maybe first team if he didn't get hurt for that extended stretch. So, you know, he's a guy that's definitely changed the trajectory of this defense in Boston, and he's made them great. So when you have him as sort of the tail of the snake and you have, you know, Marcus Smart as the head of the snake, it's hard to get anything done against that Boston defense when they want to lock in on you.
Is Boston a we were talking about this yesterday on the show. Is Boston a markedly more talented team than the Heat?
Markedly more, you know, okay, so if let's put it like this. When people ask that kind of question, you know, I look at it like this. If you had both rosters entirely available, you put it all in one pot and you did a draft, who's right. Your number one pick? I think Jason Tatum is clearly your number one pick. Who's number two? Maybe Jimmy. Who's number three? It's up for debate, right? I mean, Bam versus Jaylen Brown. And you can go either way. But then when you go 4, 5, 6, 7, I think Boston will have the majority of that next set of picks. I don't think that they're head and shoulders more talented when both teams are healthy. But I think that they're younger. I think that they're a little bit more mature in terms of how they play defensively. And I think right now they feel like this season and this series is owed to them because they've been on that trajectory for a while. They've been on the come for a while, and I think they feel like it's their time.
And, Mike, if the Heat win tonight, like, what does that look like? Like, is it one of those nasty games? Is this a 91-88 game? That would be my hope as a Heat fan because I like you said, I don't believe the Heat can get to 100 points right now.
Yeah. No, they're going to have to knock down some. Like, I don't think the Heat can win a 90-80 game again. I mean, that's right in Boston's wheelhouse. They're so comfortable doing that. And then what you want to do is get that game to the fourth quarter. And then whose shot makers do you trust in the fourth quarter right now? I trust Tatum and Brown to be able to knock those shots down. And if Miami's going to win, they need to have a 30-point first quarter. They need to build the lead early, and they need to try to sustain the lead. And I think that's the only way that they can do it. But they got to get Duncan to hit some shots. He can't be hesitant. You know, I mean, look, you're out there to do one thing. That's to catch it and shoot it as soon as it hits your hands, no matter where you are on the floor. You know what I mean? So if you inbound the ball, you better shoot it from 56 feet, if that's what it takes. You know what I'm saying? So, but again, if you're not doing that, then you're a liability. And, you know, Gabe Vincent has gotten as much out of Gabe as you can get from him in this situation. You know, you need other guys to be able to step up, especially if Tyler's not available or if he's limited. You got to be able to knock down threes, man. And Max Strus, those guys, they got to hit threes. And you got to get threes from guys that normally, you know, don't shoot them in volume. You got to have threes go down, and you got to score in the first quarter to give yourself that confidence to take into the second half.
So you're saying Max Strus and Kyle Lowry need to shoot better than 1 of 29 from the field over the course of the last two games?
It's been painful to watch Kyle Lowry, man. And he's one of my favorite guys. You know what I mean? I had a chance to, you know, as he was coming up in his career, I spent a lot of time with him. I talked a lot to his mom. You know, I actually did a story on for Mother's Day with his mom, Ray Allen's mom, Shaquille O'Neal's mom, you know, all talking about their NBA sons. And you know, we've kind of kept in contact since then. But I remember back then when he was with Toronto, remember, the reason why Miami won one of those series against the Raptors was because Kyle Lowry couldn't hit threes. But even back then, and now he's in a Miami Heat uniform and he's struggling to hit threes. He's just struggling physically. And it's hard to watch right now because you know what kind of player he's capable of being, but he just doesn't have it right now. So other guys are definitely going to have to start making some shots. And it sounds simple, guys. It's a make or miss league. But Miami has to, they have a far shorter margin for error than Boston does right now. If Miami can't score, they don't even look like they need to be on the floor. And that's a painful thing to see.
Mike Wallace from Grind City Media is with us. They had this debate on First Take this morning. The question was, can Jimmy Butler be the best player on a championship team? And Stephen A. Smith said, essentially, Jimmy Butler can be a key component on a championship team. Tracy McGrady was on the panel this morning. He said Jimmy could be the best player on a championship team, but you have to get another key player. There has to be a 1A, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick Beverly, who was also on the panel, pretty much said Jimmy failed to, you know, win a championship in Chicago, Minnesota, and Philly. And so, no.
I think he can. I'm not going to say that he can't be the best player on a championship team, because as you were saying that and as you were laying out the arguments that were made, the one thing I kept thinking about was Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard was the best player on the Spurs championship team, but they had 1A, B, C. They had some great guys that were after him as well. You know what I mean? And the way that the way that Jimmy Butler plays is not unlike the way that, you know, when you looked at him in his prime, how Kawhi Leonard played. You know what I mean? They kind of play the same kind of way. They do a lot of different things with the ball. You know, they have different strengths, but they both are pretty good, solid two-way players. And if I could say that about Kawhi, and he wasn't, you know, demonstrative, and he didn't do it in a sexy way, I should be able to say it about Jimmy Butler, too. But I just think San Antonio, during Kawhi's heyday, you know, had a lot better and more experienced supporting cast than Jimmy has right now. But it's been good enough to be the number one seed in the East all year long. He's one step away. Like, he's two games away, basically, from getting to a finals. He got that team to a finals as well. So I think, you know, people have short memory when they talk about it, and I think it's more to dig at Jimmy or to take a slight at Jimmy. But he's a phenomenal player, man. And, you know, sometimes guys can't get over the hump. Charles Barkley was a great player, a great example. He never won a championship. But, you know, is he good enough to be the best player on a great team? Yes, he's been that way. Joel Embiid might be the same situation. So, you know, you see this happen time and time again. Paul George is another example. Really, really good player. Just can't get his team over the hump. Hopefully that's not the case with Jimmy. But, you know, this just might not be his year.
And, Mike, this is a narrative that I talked to Sedano about it yesterday. We talked to, you know, guys down here, Will Manso and Cunio and all the guys, where that Miami Heat culture, that approach to the game, what they're doing this year with the strong defense, transition points, you know, lack of half-court offense, but just running and out-hustling and out-working other people. And that culture is what we love and why we say we have the guts. This time of year, doing that the entire regular season, you just said they won the East. They were number one seed in the East. Like, does that wear on you when you always have to play strong defense and get transition points, and now guys are injured, guys are tired, the backcourt's 1-for-29 because they have no legs? Like, is there anything to my argument? Because as I'm looking at them, bro, they are exhausted.
Yeah, yeah. This, when you play the way Miami plays, right, like, they play so heavily on effort, right, and culture and effort and hard working, outworking you. They don't necessarily coast on talent. And I'm not saying that a team like Golden State should be fresher at this point of the season than a team like Miami. But there are 20 nights over the course of a regular season where Golden State can just coast on talent. They know that they're going to win games by hitting shots, and they're not going to have to exude the kind of energy every single possession to scratch and claw out a game. Miami has to win that way. That's the only way that they know how to win, because that's the only way that they've been cultured to sort of play with this kind of roster. So I do think that catches up to you. I'm not saying Boston doesn't play hard or work as hard as Miami. I'm just saying Miami, their best attribute is their effort. And night in and night out, they're at their best when they give great effort. Some teams can win on talent some nights. A guy goes off for 60 or 50. Sometimes you hit 33s. Miami certainly has been capable of doing that once in a while. But for the majority of their season, they play one kind of way, and that's hard every single night, every single possession. And that does catch up to you. The kind of injuries that they're sustaining right now are, you know, they're not guys blowing out knees or anything. They're more, you know, stress in game after game type wear and tear type injuries, and that kind of wears you down. It seems like they're always playing through one stage of an injury or another. And they're a little bit older, too. I mean, some of these guys that have been hurt are up there in terms of mileage that's been put on them. And that does catch up with you. Boston is just a younger, deeper, fresher team right now. And right now, their talent is rising to the top, whereas Miami's best attribute is kind of wearing them down right now.
Mike Wallace, he's with Grizzlies.com. He knows the Western Conference better than we do. How do the two teams remaining here, Boston and Miami, match up with Golden State, who will be the Western Conference representative?
I mean, I'm not going to stick a fork in Miami just yet, you know what I mean? But they are on the platter right now, right? They're waiting for the carving knife, right? So they got to do something big time in order to turn this thing around. But having said that, you know, Boston and Golden State will be a phenomenal series. it's amazing because a lot of people, like Golden State was the darlings when they made their initial run, and now, you know, there's a lot of backlash against this Golden State team, and they're sort of sympathetic figures right now. They're sort of underdogs, and it's hard to see Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green ever being underdogs, but I think they're going to go into that series against Boston that way. I think Golden State will not be favored if they play Boston. They will be favored if they play Miami. But having said that, that potential Boston-Golden State series, I think, is going to be entertaining. It's going to be the best offense in the league against the best defense in the league. And they match up really, 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 really well. If I had to pick right now, and it's not, again, no disrespect to Miami, if they can come back and win two games, we'll have another discussion. But I think right now, if I had to pick, I would definitely pick right now Boston in six in that series if they matched up.
And Mike, what is this Warriors team match up against the first? Not when KD got there, those first championship teams. Are they just as good? Because they still got Klay and Draymond, but
they're
5 or 6 years older. They don't look the same way. They're not playing the same way. Steph didn't go crazy last night, and they still won.
Right, right. And I think some of that, Dallas is not on that level yet. I mean, Dallas played well above their shoulders this season, well above their head. I think to some extent Memphis punched well above his weight class this year too, and Golden State was just there to catch two teams. And then when you look at Denver, Denver didn't have Jamal Murray and they didn't have Michael Porter Jr. They didn't have, you know, their best players, two of their best three players. So Golden State's path to where they are now, although I'm not taking anything away from them, they did what they needed to do. This team, I don't think, is anywhere near as strong as they were during the first iteration when those guys were younger and they had an Andre Iguodala in that situation. They had a Harrison Barnes and they were on the come. I think that team was more defensively sound. They had the initial death lineup, and I think they were better at that stage. But all they have to do is be good enough right now. And this team is good enough right now to get themselves back to an NBA Finals. And, you know, I'm going to be pulling for them. Like, I think Boston's going to win the series. But as a rooting interest, I'm going to be rooting for Golden State because I want to see these guys get over the hump one more time just because of what Klay had to go through for 2 years being out, not knowing if he was going to ever get back to this stage again. They played the right way. I think they're coached the right way. And, you know, it's certainly an entertaining team to watch when things are going well for them. So I think they're good, but I don't think this will probably be the weakest Golden State Warriors championship team that they've had in the last eight or the eight of them that got to the finals.
Mike Wallace, Grind City Media. Mike, as Maverick says, I feel the need for speed.
Doesn't make any sense.
There's no question there. I wanted to see the. I know you've seen Top Gun, Mike. You've seen it.
I have not seen it, man. I have not seen it from start to finish. I think
what?
I've seen 10 minutes of it. But I did have the Top Gun video game on Nintendo when it first came out. I had Top Gun on video.
I can't believe you've never seen the movie. This is crazy talk. Are you going to see the new Jurassic Park movie?
I am. I am going to take the kids and the family. We're going to go see that one for sure on June 10th when that one comes out. So, yeah, we're Jurassic Parked in, and we're also Despicable Me in, too. We're on the Minions, too. So we're going to get both of those knocked out.
Yeah. Told you, Hawk.
I'll tell you what. Jurassic Park and Despicable Me, both those movies, after the first one, they just keep getting worse and worse and worse. I'm going to see the new Jurassic Park, too.
Jurassic Park does better numbers than Top Gun.
Oh, probably.
Well,
that's fair. That's a good
Jurassic
bet.
Park's
that's
had like
bet.
Nine movies. Top Gun had.
Yeah.
Top Gun. Oh, you're saying the new Jurassic Park does better than Top Gun?
Will do better numbers than Top Gun. The new Jurassic Park will do better numbers than your $100 million Top Gun.
You're
that's
saying
a fair
for
bet.
The.
That's a fair bet.
Well, for the entirety of the release or opening weekend? Because I'll beat you on opening weekend because this is a holiday weekend. So I'll take the bet.
Nope.
I'll take it. I got a 4-day weekend.
I'll go Jurassic Park over that, man. Hey. Planes and who wants to see a plane?
I'll hustle you. I'm hustling
awesome.
You right now if you want to make the bet. I'm hustling you if you want to make the bet, but I'll make it.
I'll give you an extra day, Top Gun.
Ooh.
All
that's
right.
Tough, man. Okay. And you're giving them Memorial Day?
Don't
I'm
talk him out of it,
one,
Mike.
I'm a butt out of it.
Don't talk him out of it.
Come on, Mike. I'm going to give you a call later, man. I'll wait.
Mike Wallace from Grind City Media. Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a good weekend.
You do. You do the same. All right, let's take a break here. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more Hockman and Maverick.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Well, we have to acknowledge the cold, hard truth. Crowder, our and Solana, what's because that? He's part of our gambling consortium. Our gambling is terrible, right? It's we're in as big a hole as we've ever been in.
History of my life.
Yeah. The best gambler, this is where I say we need to be honest with ourselves, the best gambler that we know, and I'm including Rob Pizzola and Lee Sterling in this, the best gambler we know is Jimmy, our producer.
Yeah. What? Yesterday.
I'm sorry. I'm cutting up. I didn't hear anything anybody said.
That was Crowder. That was Crowder.
Oh, was okay. All I want to do is not get Solana angry. That's I'm walking on eggshells because Solana's been in a bad mood for.
I haven't. We're gonna do this
4 days now.
But I haven't.
Started on Tuesday. I think.
Days.
Yeah. So I got
set for a week. Goodness.
Like I literally got nervous. Because I knew Solana was going to get mad. I'm so relieved that it was Crowder's connection, not mine, because I cannot take much more abuse at the hands of Solana.
I'm not mad. You guys, again, you're peddling this narrative, and you're just this is your misinformation campaign. And
I don't feel like it's a misinformation campaign. I feel like I've been at the... at the butt end of your bad mood since Tuesday. Most of it's been off the air. I don't think the listeners know this, but most of it's been off the air. But that's why I reacted with such apologetic sorrow when I thought that I cut out there because I have been getting it, you know, from you all week long off the air.
Had both of you never brought anything up, nobody would have known that there was anything wrong because my mood has been...
So you're acknowledging that there is something wrong?
Nope.
Yeah, nope. They would have known.
I'm not actually.
It doesn't. But I mean, we're an open and honest show.
Right.
Like, I don't have a problem bringing the listeners into our petty little off-air differences. But it's been one-sided. You have been in a bad mood all week. You've really taken it out on me.
Right.
And I got very nervous that my internet connection was cutting out. It wasn't because I was going to disappoint the listeners or my boss Len. Or that today's a payday and I wouldn't be earning my money that I was paid. I literally was nervous because I thought you were going to yell at me.
I'm with you. This is an open and honest show, and I don't even think it's debatable. I'm the most open and honest one on this show. So I agree. And
honest?
Well, he's honest about being a fibber.
I've been straightforward that there is no issue. There was no issue. And... I have not been in a bad mood. I've been in a great mood.
All right. Well, Crowder and I noticed it, and Rhonda Gadsden noticed it.
Yeah.
And Steven noticed it yesterday as well.
Yeah, he did.
You weren't there yesterday,
but
Steven noticed it yesterday as well.
He didn't.
Yeah, he did. He called me last night, make sure I was okay.
Steven called you last night?
Yeah, called me last night. Okay. Make sure I was okay. Anyway. Jimmy,
hey, Hawk, quick! The check done hit already. I just checked my account.
It did, it's already in there. But yeah, I want to earn my money.
We good for these 2 weeks. I'll talk to y'all on Monday.
But Jimmy is the best gambler on this show. Last week or the week before, we had him pick games because we were in a rough spot. He went 4 for 4. Yesterday, because we haven't gotten any better, we called Jimmy. It was in the 4 o'clock hour. Didn't prepare him. Didn't tell him that he was coming on the air. Called him 2 minutes before we brought him on. Hey, you free to jump on, pick some games. Came on with us yesterday. Jimmy Garcia, our super producer. He went 2 for 2. He told you, take Golden State laying the points they covered. And he said, take the Luka Doncic under. Remember, we were going to bet the over. He said, take the under. And it was 34.5, and it was indeed an under. Now, he does like the Heat tonight, +8.5. So maybe that should give Heat fans some hope. And he also picked the Fantasy 5 numbers yesterday, but that's a very difficult prediction. And he won. We all won $80,000. No, he got one number out of five, but I wasn't really... I wasn't really banking on him hitting the Fantasy 5, but he did get one number. Doesn't pay anything, but he got one number.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
And also, he didn't even know how high the numbers went. Or so
right.
It was, it was a tough
that was not his area of expertise. That was we were putting him on the spot. But he went 2 for 2 last night. So the last six games Jimmy has picked, no joke, last six games Jimmy has picked, he is 6 for 6. You know how difficult that is to do? What we're doing in our gambling consortium is just as difficult because we're losing every game. It's almost impossible to do what we're doing, but we're doing it. But Jimmy is, without question, the best gambler on this show. So props to him. We have a loaded potato for you today. I told you it's a holiday weekend, and we're going to play some best of stuff. So if there's something that you really desire to hear, you can text it to us. That's 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790 is our text number. If there's something you really want to hear, one of the things that I wanted to play for you today, and I think we'll probably have a chance to do it in the next hour, in the 3 o'clock hour, I really want to play because a lot of people will fire up the grill for Memorial Day weekend. I really want to play Aronde Gadsden on ribs, where we get into the your clothes got to be smoky, because I think a lot of people will have smoky clothes this weekend, and we get a kick out of that, so we can play that.
I'm jumping
that
on the grill. I don't even eat meat.
Are your clothes going to get smoky?
Yeah, man, because I cook way better than OG.
That's not what he says.
I'm a pit master.
That's not what he says. So we'll get to that, and if there's something else you want to hear, text it in, 786-360-0790. We'll take a short break here, and then the Hockman and Crowder simulcast will begin next.